Hallelujah to the Lord. This song is my testimony. I dedicate it to the Almighty God for the great work He did in my life. The Lord is capable enough to make a way for me.
To make a way.
The Lord is capable enough to make a way. The Lord is capable enough to make a way for me.
To make a way.
The Lord is capable enough to make a way.
Capable enough, reliable God.
Reliable God.
Capable enough, reliable God.
Ori doye doye mo. Hallelujah to the Lord. This is my story, my testimony. In fact, this song is an offering to the Lord for the great deliverance He wrought in my life. 2001, I got married. Like 2 weeks to the time of my traditional marriage, I had a dream. A woman appeared to me in my dream. She used part of the cloud-like something, and covered her face, probably to hide her identity. And then what I saw her do, she used her two hands, dipped into my lower abdomen, and she removed something. And when I felt that, I looked at her and I started struggling with her. I said, "Madam, what have you removed from me? What did you take away from me? If I marry and not born, I no go agree. Oh. If after marriage I don't give birth to any child, I will not agree." I was struggling with her until I opened my eyes. Behold, it was a dream. Little did I know, they have removed my womb that night so that I will enter into my husband's house and remain childless for life. Wickedness did this world. No wonder Jesus said, "Watch and pray." And do you know what? After the marriage, 3 months, nothing happened. No pregnancy. 6 months, nothing. 1 year came and passed, and nothing. 2 years, nothing. Waited for the third year to come if something will happen. Nothing was working. And at that point, I became worried. What on earth is happening? Until the fourth year, nothing was happening. We went to the hospital, myself and my husband. All the tests that they said we should run, we did everything, and nothing was wrong with the both of us. And then along the way, I met with a servant of the Lord, a pastor. He looked at me and said, "Woman, you want to give birth to children?" I said, "Yes, sir." He replied me, said, "With which womb do you want to give birth with? Don't you know that they have removed your womb since?" I said, "Sir, you are right. Even the very night it happened, I can still remember, before my marriage." He said, "Let me tell you something. If you like, travel to abroad. Meet the best of gynecologists. Let them treat you. You can never get pregnant except God will show you mercy. Because if you go and do scan now, they will show you something. Look at your womb. But let me tell you the truth. The real strength of your womb has been taken away. And so there is no way you can become pregnant except God that can do all things will intervene." And this is true because I can remember very well a lady that was 11 years barren took me to a particular gynecologist. Well, I don't know his qualification, but that's the way I knew him. She went there, he treated her, she became pregnant. When I got there, a lot of women were testifying how he has treated, worked on them, and they took taking in. I visited this man, and he started the therapy. Stayed for like 3 to 4 months. One day, I visited him in the office, my appointment day. He asked me, "How far? Are you pregnant now?" I said, "No." And he looked at me and said, "Madam, I beg, I don't understand this, your case. I have done my best and I don't understand why up till now you are not pregnant. What I have done for you, even if you take ordinary water," I said, "not for you to get pregnant. In fact, I'm tired, you can leave my office." Ah, I looked at this man, I said, "God, the hope that I have in this place." I just walked out, hopeless, got home, and I told my husband, "Look at it." He said, "Don't worry, God is in control." I took my leave and I decided to spend it like Anna in the house of God. 30 days leave, then every morning I will go to the house of the Lord. I will cry out my spirit. I didn't even know what to pray anymore. I was just crying. Some days I will cry until I wouldn't even know when I'd slept off. It was then I knew why children cry and then they sleep off. The cry would be so much on, the effect would be so much on me, I didn't even know when I would sleep off. I will open my eyes, I will carry my Bible back home. The next day, I will be back in the church. Every day, I was shouting and crying. When I was crying, I didn't even see anybody that was even hearing or listening to the cry. But I never knew. Yeah, God was hearing the cry. As the word of God said, he heard the cry of the afflicted. Towards the end of the leave, one of the days when I went to the church to cry, as I went back, I had a dream. In my dream, I saw 2 women appear to me. One of them, the belly was so big, I don't understand. Then what I saw her do, she brought out her hand. There was this green background wrapper in her hand with white dot flower on it. She brought it out and spoke in my language, "Take, go and be fruitful." The other woman that was standing with her picked the wrapper and put it in my hand. And then I opened my eyes. That word she spoke in my language. Da ekita mufuradi means go and be fruitful. I opened my eyes and it was a dream. I told my husband, and for the very first time in my life, after that encounter in that dream, became pregnant and gave birth to my first son. After 2 years, I became pregnant again. I gave birth to my first daughter. After another 2 years, I became pregnant again, gave birth to my third son. After another 2 years, I became pregnant again and gave birth to my fourth child. After another 3 years, I took in again blessing.